I will not betray the Republic.
Like it or not, the kid might be onto something, because that's basically how you should approach the training and customizing training volume if the goal is maximizing hypertrophy. Not everyone has the same working capacity, therefore not everyone has the same recovery capacity. There's no one size fits all in the sense of training volume in terms of number of sets you should do per muscle group. So if the goal is maximizing growth, maximizing hypertrophy response, you're basically trying to find that maximal effective or maximal recoverable volume. The real tricky part is pinpointing that optimal recovery. Most people are confusing muscle soreness with recovery or not being recovered, which simply isn't the case. Muscle soreness is just an indicator. The inflammatory response, the calcium buildup still hasn't subsided. In terms of force output, most people can perform just fine when they're sore. The reason why most people are performing worse when they're sore is just a low pain tolerance. And that's exactly where you should track training numbers, because the simplest way to get a feedback when you recover is to observe whether you're progressing or not in terms of overload. The less experienced you are on a weekly or a bi-weekly basis, and the more experienced you are at least on a monthly basis. And of course, other indicators such as your energy levels outside of training, sleep quality, and the obvious one, visual progress. There's obviously a lot more to it, and I address pretty much all of it in my videos, but the kid isn't wrong.